It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Que comience la fiesta.
Bienvenido a Fiesta Friday of the Darren Copeland Experience. The Piesapia. So you can keep this up music while I explain to all the gringos why that's such a funny song. Do you know why they call it Sapia?
No idea.
Do you know what Sapia means in English?
No.
It means brush. So Sapia is a brush.
Brush.
So you, with your brush.
Brush your
so Sapia.
Looking good to go out.
So cepillar is to brush.
With your feet.
Well, no, it's just a brush.
Brush dancing.
Brush.
Dancing.
So
brush dancing.
It's with... It's sapia el cinturón, so the belt. So you're rubbing the buckle, like going back and rubbing the buck. It's the rubuckle. I'm just saying that's what that is for all you people. So see. Come on, this is like more. This is Tuesday morning for, you know, Despierta America or whatever it is. It's awesome.
The Spanish news?
You know, I think the Nuggets.
Nuggets.
Oh, for God's sakes. I think they can be good, man, but they just got to stop. You know when you are the teenage person who does not want to be like how everyone else is acting in high school? But, I mean, so you have the gumption and the idea that you want to do something different.
Like the one that wears a suit every day to school?
Well, whatever it is. Well, you know, whether you become, you know, whether you become a god, whatever it is. But you just want to go your own way. But you still are still kind of feeling worried about what the popular people will think.
Yeah.
And then eventually you just say, you know, bleep it. I don't care what they think. And then you become your own person because that's where you wanted to go in the first place.
Do your own thing.
Yes. The Nuggets need to do that with their roster, okay? They need to stop pretending that, oh, well, maybe someone will like us because it's so beautiful here all the time. And I mean, it's just not going to be the way in Nuggets. But what they need to do is understand that they could build a world championship here treating it as if it was a EuroLeague basketball team. Get the guys in here, draft the guys in here for 3 years, because I'm convinced that if you're drafted here and you have 3 years on a deal, you're going to stay here because you love it. Melo stayed here for a max deal. And he was getting pulled over by the cops all the time for smoking weed. And that was before it was legal. Just once, allegedly.
That happened a lot in Portland, too.
But see, he would come... Listen, that's even better. He would come back here and no one would worry about it because he would just be being like everybody else on the street.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
It flows like the water here.
Yeah, I mean, it does. So the Nuggets, what they need to do is they need to stop worrying what all the cool people are thinking. You know, ESPN is always going to be like, you need to have stars. You can't. No. If you have five really, really good players, as the Detroit Pistons proved, you can beat stars.
Yeah.
You can beat stars. But you have to put in a right system. You have to put in that you have to have a lot. You have to keep going. You have to treat it more like a college than it's a pro sport. Yes, you're giving these guys money and you can bring in free agents and this, that, and the other thing, but you have to keep reloading. And you reload through all different sorts of matters, whether it be through free agency, through at the draft, but you're always making sure that you are reloading into the same philosophy that we are going to play Euro-style basketball and we are going to just be better at than you are. And we feel that if we play better Euro-style basketball than you play better United States-style basketball, Euro-style basketball is going to win out because it actually involves passing to other people. And it doesn't call, you know, passing.
Teamwork.
Teamwork.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying. And I hate to, I mean, it sounds like I'm going this is going along the route of, you know, like women's basketball. And that's not good sort of. Good basketball is played by people who must get rid of the ball once they receive it within a second or two. In general.
You see that with the Warriors a little bit.
You totally do, and that's why because that's the way you get shots.
Yeah. So
what you need to do, listen, if you are trying to break down a defense, you must make them move, because as they have to move as a team, the more they have to move as a team, then the team has to make decisions on where to move. And as that team has to make more decisions quickly, there leads to a greater probability of breakdown within that decision-making. And then that leads to a breakdown of the people aren't on the same page. And that's where you find your easy points. I mean, that's what passing the ball is. When you dribble the ball, all you're doing is you're allowing everyone then to become laser-like focused upon you. And then by now, their defense is back.
And then the game stops, slows down.
I'm just saying, if you want to break down a defense, you have to get the defense moving.
Yeah. Tire them out a little bit, too.
It's not even tiring it out. You have to have them making decisions as a team 3 and 4 steps ahead.
Yeah.
It's why chess masters think 4 and 5, 6 steps ahead, is because what they're trying to do is they're trying to set you up for something else, and that's what you're trying to do with offense in any sport, is you're trying to set up one thing and then hit them with the other. So in basketball or hockey or whatever you're doing, or soccer, if you're passing it around the outside, what you're looking for is you're looking for that defense to move and then see, like, the one stray, you know, sick animal in the herd.
I'm over here.
Just doesn't move quite as quickly or whatever it is.
Sneaky, sneaky.
And it may not happen on the first time, and it may not happen on the second time they pass the ball, but maybe the third or fourth time.
Oh.
But when that happens and then you get that separation, that's when you attack, and then you go through, and that's when you can go for the kill, and that's where you get offensive.
Barcelona.
That's what else.
With ball control and passing.
Yes, I mean, but I don't believe in the ticky tack. I think that the Real Madrid does. Speaking of which, did you hear that Real Madrid and Barcelona are going to play a game in Miami in July?
What?
Yes, I might have to go.
I might have to go too, because that sounds awesome. I love Barcelona.
I hate Barcelona.
I've been playing a lot of FIFA on Xbox. That's my team.
I hate the ticky-tack. I think ticky-tack... Okay, ticky-tack is a very interesting style of play if you're talking about soccer, but it's just very much like possession-oriented, two-touch basket. But Spain has been doing that for 40 years, and they had never won a World Cup until recently.
Uh-huh.
So it's just not a sustainable attack for me, for most people. Most people, you need to do something else. That's all I'm saying. Is that, you know, you can't have that... Most people don't have the touch that those guys all have.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, they don't.
Or the vision for passing.
No, but you need to get a defense looking one way and then have the other person come away. I mean, flanking.
Yeah.
Pincer maneuvers. I mean, all of this stuff that's war. And I hate to be worry.
Well, that's
don't
why
worry.
Be happy.
Be happy.
Don't worry. Be
don't
happy.
Worry. Be happy. But it's the same thing. What you're trying to do is when you are in war, when you are coming upon a entrenched enemy, you need to get them looking one way and create a diversion so that you can attack them from a different way. That is how you get rid of an entrenched enemy. Same goes for defense. On offense, what you need to do is you can't be dribbling the ball. You have to be passing it back and forth and back and forth. That's what makes Jokic so great. Jokic is looking one way and then throwing it the other way. The problem is not enough guys are willing to always do the back cut thing with him. You know, but that's something that will come up. That's something that will come up. The other thing that I'm always for is that, listen, if you can play tough defense, if you can be great on defense, but being great on defense, attacking other people and being... You have to sort of have an attitude of, I'm just going to take your lunch, and you take their lunch. That's why I like Aqib Talib so much.
Yeah.
I'm going to take your lunch. I'm going to laugh at you.
And then I'm going to break your chain.
And then I'm going to go kiss your mom. Just because. I mean, that's sort of the attitude you need to have on defense. And then, you know, up-tempo.
Yeah.
If you can figure out a way for the basket, for the Nuggets can play good defense and then play up-tempo all the time, they'll win a championship. Because they will win 50 games playing up-tempo here simply because teams can't play it for 4 quarters.
No, that altitude gets to
regardless
them.
Of how many stars they may have. I mean, regardless of how many stars they may have. So if you can play that fast, I mean, the same thing for the Rapids. I mean, the Rapids play a really tough defense, but if they could really move it forward and push forward as a team and then get back on defense and push forward, all that sort of thing, they could, I mean, they could win a title, but it's hard to sustain, man. It's hard to sustain. But for
me,
they
have won a title though.
Yeah, but it was an unlucky. I mean, it was a lucky.
Yeah.
So it's luck. Okay, I believe there's no such thing as a lucky title. But Super Bowl 50 was the lucky title. I'm just telling.
Yeah.
I mean, we had me at quarterback, basically. I mean, we had me at quarterback. With me at quarterback, we won a Super Bowl. I mean, we're just saying.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Same deal kind of was the Rapids got hot. They had to go to the Eastern Conference because all the good teams were in the West. They got lucky. They got through the final, played a final, and won it.
Boom.
But they still won it.
Own goal.
I don't care how they won it. They got a star.
Yeah.
They got a star upon theirs.
Yeah, they do.
They are now a sneech with a star upon thar.
Not two stars, though. Just one star.
Well, they could have two stars if they would do what I say, for God's sakes, man. And that means, you know, you really need to press people. Use your environment.
Yeah.
Use your environment. You have an advantage. People are more freaked out about the altitude here than whether or not killer bees are coming up the coast from South America. Honest to God. I mean, they are. Killer bees, I mean. People are worried.
Wait, they're coming?
Eventually. But you see, it's the same reason is why we get rabbits for Easter. It's not because they're killer bees. It's because they are so fun to hang out with. They are killer bees.
It's Darren Copeland. Weeknights 8 to 10.
Boo.
On Mile High Sports.
Hey, we'll see you Monday. See you Monday. Hasta la vega Monday. Monday.
Okay, I believe you jump in the line. Rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you jump in the line. Rock your body on time.